There you go. All right, welcome to Three Drink Minimum, your movie podcast with a drinking problem. I keep getting that wrong. The drinking podcast for the movie
that's
problem.
That's what happens when we drink.
Yeah, we need to stop doing that, but we don't need to stop
our
doing
drinking
that.
Podcast with a very, very bad movie problem.
Yes. All right, so I'm Steve.
I'm Tony, your co-host, and with us for a second time, we have Mr. Steve Dilbert.
I'm black.
I think we established that last week.
Yep. Okay. It was great when he came to visit us in Louisville. One of my buddies listening to the podcast came out with us, and he's like, he shows up. He's like, I really thought he was going to be black.
I was like, I could have sworn you were black. I was like, me too.
And we're going to have a tag-in cameo for Dilbert with... We're going to have our second guest star on this evening is Steve's wife, Elizabeth,
yes.
Who was on the heist episode with us as well.
Yes, so the heist episode.
We've got two repeat guest stars this evening.
Mm-hmm. We almost had the Dalai Kalama.
If only. Yeah, but buddy of mine, his first name's Kalama. And so I call him the Dalai Kalama.
I call him Kamehameha. I've never met the guy, which is also going to be awkward when I told him because it's Martin Luther King Day. He can only talk about black superheroes.
That's what I was going to talk about, Black Falcon.
But anyway, so if Steve didn't just give it away right now, we have so many guest stars because we're talking about one of the favorite topics is superhero movies.
Yeah, we're doing favorite superheroes.
Favorite superheroes, superhero movies, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, so just a big general superhero discussion.
Absolutely. And no Superman.
That's kind of like
no odd job.
We'll talk Superman.
I was going to kind of preface that.
We have to talk Superman at some point.
I was going
to
say, being the black person that I am, and I wear a lot of Superman shirts at the gym.
I would almost be better off saying no Batman.
Yeah.
We've
already talked about... We spent the entire first episode on Dark Knight, so...
Yeah, Batman's
had...
Okay,
had eight movies.
Christian Bale Batman. If you're if you're going to go Batman, it has to be Mr. Freeze, Arnold Schwarzenegger Batman.
Oh, God.
Or you got to go back to Michael Keaton.
Kilmer?
I refuse to acknowledge that movie exists.
Are we not going to Adam West?
Because
the TV show Adam West...
He had a movie.
That's true.
Sometimes you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Damn. And the plot for Hurt Locker.
Yep. Yeah. It would be great if that's where that came from.
All right, so I'll give you Adam West. Adam West, Michael Keaton, or George Clooney Batman. That's all you get.
Great drinking game to watch the Adam West TV show. And every time they say blam, pow, whammo.
Ooh. No, not even. We could come up with a whole thing. I mean, we could come up with a Hook style drinking game for it.
Yeah, the Hook
every time Robin says like, "Holy linguine, Batman!"
Every time Robin says "Holy," every time Batman has specifically trained for something that a bad guy's thrown at him.
Every time Batman has bat shark repellent.
Yeah. Jesus, Batman, the Swami's poison didn't affect you. Well, Robin, through years of training in the Alps, I learned to train my body from all kinds of poisons. But it turned your mask pink. Yeah, it's an unusual side effect. That's an actual episode of the Adam West Batman series.
I know it was. That's amazing.
What's great, if you guys ever get bored, there's a YouTube clip where Adam West as Batman, only wearing like the cowl and a t-shirt, is drunk... shit talking to Jerry Lawler. WWF.
Jerry Lawler.
He's like, "You were making fun of friends of mine like Superman."
but then again, if you're Adam West and you were Batman, why wouldn't you do something like that?
Exactly.
I would wear the cowl everywhere.
So one of the things we're doing is we have to pick our favorite DC hero and our favorite Marvel hero.
Oh man, I hope I don't screw that up.
We'll correct you.
I was gonna say
if anybody's
gonna call you out, it's gonna be our host Steve.
That's fair enough.
Because he knows more about superheroes than he does about loving a woman.
Yeah, that's true.
And we'll have Elizabeth on to corroborate. So okay, we're gonna go with your favorite DC, your favorite Marvel hero,
and then we'll just have just
and then we'll just want to have like what was your favorite superhero in general movie. Are we counting superhero movies that aren't comics?
Yes.
It is a superhero movie, but it is not a DC Marvel, like,
something like a Hancock or a Super.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's what first comes to mind.
Exactly. Okay, cool.
Blank Man.
Oh. Wait, what was Arnold Schwarzenegger's in that one movie?
Turbo Man?
Jingle all the way.
But he wasn't Turbo Man until the very end. Like that was like watching Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and then he put on the Green Ranger costume.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like he wasn't Turbo Man to begin with.
Okay.
Great movie though. The only
you missed the Christmas episode. That was the first movie we talked about was Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sinbad, and Phil Hartman.
Yeah.
Was in that movie. The movie's just hilarious.
Oh,
beautiful.
My cookies.
Put that cookie down!
Go watch that episode. Listen to that episode. You can't really watch it. I mean, you could stare at your phone and watch it, but no, just listen. Alright, so I think we should start with DC. Actually, let's start with Marvel.
Let's start with Marvel, because that one's the one that's been the biggest lately.
So far, yeah. All right, so Tony, you go first. Who's your favorite Marvel superhero? Hero, heroine, whatever you want to say.
It's in the X-Men.
Okay.
It's in the X-Men universe. Psylocke.
Ooh, good choice.
Is my favorite Marvel superhero. For those who don't know, she has telekinetic powers.
Do you know the full backstory behind her?
Yeah, she used to be an assassin.
Well,
all this stuff. I read it years ago. Actually, the one I was first introduced to her
X-Men
was when
Legends.
We played X-Men Legends together.
Yeah.
When we co-op that whole freaking game. And I freaking love Psylocke because she was like Jean Grey, because she had TK, like telekinetic powers and all this. But she could form like swords and shit, like purple swords and shit with her mind and like slash people up. She was like Wolverine and Jean Grey. So I went back and read it, but that was probably like 6-7 years ago.
Basically, the story behind her is she was an assassin whose mutant power was she could swap bodies with people.
Mm-hmm.
She'd put her mind into somebody else's, and then their mind would go into her. And so she's tasked with killing either Charles Xavier or Wolverine, one of those two.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure it was Xavier. And so she switches minds with a new teenage mutant who's at the academy.
Mm-hmm. Is he a Ninja Turtle?
What? Yeah. Thank you for that.
That was good.
So switches minds with a teenage girl whose power is...
Is she hot? Because I'm thinking about the mind swap.
She's extremely hot. Psylocke.
Okay, because if I all of a sudden...
Think... I was going to say... Did DC
ever explore this?
No, this is Marvel.
Marvel, okay.
Technically, she was
in X2.
Three. She was the one who walked through the walls. They completely messed her up.
Really?
Yeah, they screwed her up big time. She was in one of the first three X-Men, and she had that little bit of purple. She's kind of Asian looking.
Oh yeah.
Had that little bit of purple. She was Psylocke, supposed to be.
But they didn't really.
That's why I didn't like the three X-Men movies, and that's why I'm glad they went back with Days of Future Past and basically wiped the slate clean, because those three sucked.
Yeah.
The first X-Men movie, honestly, I watched it.
Oh, I can do fun things in that body.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But if you had to swap bodies with that, you'd be like,
here's the thing. This body, though, basically what happened was the assassin switches into this body, the hot Asian girl body.
Yeah.
And
like Rob Schneider.
Very much so.
He's a carrot. Rob Schneider, he's a carrot.
So she switches into the body. The teenager is stuck in Psylocke's body, which is just a normal person's body.
Yeah,
and
not a hot Asian assassin body.
Well,
that body winds up getting killed. Like, somebody knows that that's Psylocke's original body, and they think she's responsible for some other killing.
Right.
They kill her, and then there's this weird thing where both minds are kind of fighting over the original body.
Okay.
And they kind of merge into one. And so now she's a trained assassin with psychic abilities. So she creates, like, psychic energy, like swords and stuff like that. Yeah, no, she's fucking badass.
And she ended up being a good guy. Go figure.
Yeah.
That's actually a hell of a Marvel pick.
Dude, I really thought for a second that I shouldn't go with an X-Men, because like that's like saying, oh, it's a DC pick, but it's like out on the like,
no, but you picked a really good X-Men pick.
I love Psylocke.
Mine's actually an X-Men character as well.
Really?
Yeah.
See that thing, the X-Men world inside the Marvel world is so big on its own.
Yeah, it can be its own.
That's why Fox, like, if they don't merge X-Men with like the current Marvel universe, I'm okay.
Seriously, they should have nothing to do with the current Marvel universe. They should have an X-Men universe and a Marvel universe.
Mine's been well represented either. I like Angel. I like when he becomes one of the four horsemen.
But you do also like Archangel, yeah.
That's what I mean, yeah. When he joins with...
Which one do you prefer?
The evil one.
So you're pretty stoked on the next X-Men then?
Yes.
Where Apocalypse shows up. Uh-huh. And now Archangel's going to show up too.
He didn't have a big part in any of the movies. I mean, he had
three scenes and...
They could have done so much more with that.
Yeah.
It was just a dude, yeah, it's just a dude with wings, and he ends up just saving the dude that falls out of the,
yep,
the tower.
And it was Ben Forrester, I think his name is, the same guy from, like, 310 to Yuma, so he's a great actor.
Yeah, and he's awesome in 310 to Yuma. He's a badass.
He's awesome in that. He's awesome in The Mechanic, which I think was also on a list of movies I told people to see.
Yep. Angel's a good one, though, because that's dual. I like it.
Mm-hmm. See, now...
Can we say no Deadpools?
I almost like Deadpool.
But see, I, you and I have liked Deadpool since far before everybody on the internet.
I think everybody likes Deadpool.
Everybody does, but that's kind of the thing. He got so like web popular so quickly.
Well, it's because you got that one kid, D-Pity.
Yeah.
He's the guy who goes to all the cons. He does like the breakdancing and all that crap. Yeah.
Like he's funny in the sense like he breaks the fourth wall. Because I was going to pick...
this video game was fun. I picked it up after you did.
And yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Like the bit where he's standing over like the plane crashes and it's him and Wolverine's unconscious and Deadpool's trying to wake him up and it's like hit X to like wake up Wolverine and every time he hit X he just slaps the shit out of him.
So it was pretty good.
But it was either X to wake up Wolverine or it was B to pussy out.
You had to hit X a bunch of times before it said pussy out. And every time you hit him, he would say something stupid like. Like, come on, you like that? Come on.
So it's basically just you beating the shit out of Wolverine while he's unconscious until you decide, all right, hit B to be a pussy and like.
When's
leave
that
him.
Movie coming out?
Next year. Ryan Reynolds is good.
If they do it, well, Ryan Reynolds missed, like, it's weird to say that he missed his calling as Deadpool because he was fucking Deadpool, but he was a shitty Deadpool in a movie that sucked.
The first scenes with him as Deadpool were perfect. And then they did the whole, like...
You throw the mask on him, and it's...
They shut his mouth closed, and I was like, really, you took away, like, three-fourths of what Deadpool is.
Yeah.
For a split second, I chuckled to myself, because I was like, that's actually kind of funny that they would like saw his mouth shut, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, but that's stupid.
But no, Angel's badass.
Yeah.
Angel's a good one. So we got
an Angel, original X-Man.
Yeah, it's true.
One of the original five.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a sweet pick.
It was always a shame you couldn't play him in any game. Not that I know of.
He wasn't in Capcom and Marvel.
Yeah, that's kind of shitty. Because Psylocke was in Capcom vs. Marvel.
Hmm.
Oh, she was.
Yeah.
So I guess having that whole Hollow Bones thing wouldn't go over too well in a fighting game.
Well, I don't know. Geese can break arms, bro.
That'd be so funny if he's like a swan and just...
That's his like super. He just turns into a fucking giant.
It would be cool
goose.
If you could pull off a combo and turn into his Apocalypse form.
Well, if you could just play as
like armored, like
well,
Archangel.
Yeah. If you play as Archangel, you could just have a combo that shoots spikes out of the wings because he did that a bunch of times.
Yeah, mm-hmm. True.
And then, all right. So then, my favorite Marvel is because I can't go Deadpool, which was my I gotta go Daredevil. Comics Daredevil, not movie Daredevil.
Well, no, even movie Daredevil, we've already discussed this.
We discussed
this.
How
even
that movie's underrated.
Movie Daredevil with the director's cut
is really good.
Is actually really good.
Never seen that one.
Yeah, basically.
I've seen the original, but.
So the original
one, sucked.
Yeah, they cut it, they took the director's cut, which is just over 2 hours, and cut it to 90 minutes.
Huh.
And they cut out all this, because you know how, like, Matt Murdock is, like, a lawyer?
Yeah.
So they cut out all of the courtroom scenes that actually lead to the plot, and then they cut out, like, anything that connects big plot points together. It's like, you know, at the end when, like, Daredevil fights Kingpin and the cops are coming, and Kingpin makes, like, the offhand comment, oh, they're coming for you, and Daredevil can hear the radios, and he goes, no, they're coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that made, like, no sense at all? You just kind of went with it? Yeah, they cut out all the scenes that led to, like, Kingpin's right-hand man turning on him.
Them realizing that Kingpin's the problem, like, he's the bad guy.
There's the whole thing where Matt Murdock can hear people's heartbeats so he can tell if people are lying or not. There's a scene in the courtroom where he's got the cop who, like, supposedly arrested somebody on trial.
Yeah.
And he knows he's lying because, like, he knows, like, the story of what happened, but he can't hear the heartbeat change. So he winds up tracking him down as Daredevil, beating the hell out of him, realizing he has a pacemaker. And that's why he can't tell he's lying from the heartbeat. And, like, it was a really cool scene, and they just cut all of the shit out. Huh. Like, yeah, if you watch the, like we said before, it makes it a better movie.
It's still not amazing.
Yeah, it makes
it makes it a good movie to watch.
It makes it a solid 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better than the original one. Yeah. Sure.
But the Daredevil character itself is badass.
Yeah. I love the idea of the blind lawyer from Hell's Kitchen who, when he knows someone's guilty.
Every time I hear Hell's Kitchen, I just think of Sleepers. And I just try to play the.
I just think of Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
I just think of Sleepers, and I keep trying to play the 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon with Ben Affleck.
Which is only like
2 jumps, but still.
Yeah, if you want to start in Sleepers.
No, that's how you win. That's how you win every game of the 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. Back to Sleepers.
So many people in Sleepers.
Because everybody that was in Sleepers was in everything.
Yeah.
Sleepers is crazy. But
Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms.
He was the bomb in Phantoms, yo.
But no, I love the Daredevil character just for the whole idea of, like, you know, he's a lawyer by day, and then basically when his court cases don't go the way he wants to because of a corrupt system, then he goes out as vigilante. And then, like, I love in later comics, it's just a running gag that everybody knows Matt Murdock is Daredevil. Like, he is the worst at keeping his secret identity. Because, like, there's only so many blind people in Hell's Kitchen.
That are also superheroes, yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I love it.
I don't know why he didn't just cut eye holes just for the facade. But he's got this giant, like, covers everything on the top of his head.
But, no, and... Like, Marvel's having a really good time right now with their movies. And it's gonna be the next set that's really gonna determine if they're gonna be able to.
Well, see, and both of them are gearing up for it.
And because it's not.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, they should be able to afford it.
Marvel's is owned by Disney. Are you kidding me?
Well, no, but here's the problem. Contracts are up after Infinity Wars.
Oh, okay.
So as far as, like, the Marvel schedule, it's out right now.
Yeah.
Once that second Infinity Wars movie's done.
That's an impressive
Robert
schedule.
Robert Downey Jr. is done. Chris Evans is done. Chris Hemsworth is done.
I mean, it's almost like you can't make money on it just to afford Robert Downey Jr.
Ooh, hey, honey.
She brings food.
Do you guys want some?
I mean, no, you go do your thing.
Seriously, there's a huge pot upstairs.
I wasn't saying I wasn't going to take some, but I do not need you to bring me any.
Dude, I had no idea there was this many DC heroes. Like, I'm looking it up now.
Like, no, like, the one I'm most excited
Teen Titans
for when
is
they
legit?
Showed
Teen Titans is awesome.
Freaking awesome.
I mean, I used to watch
Titans.
It, so okay. I liked it. I liked Beast Boy.
Because here's what I want to say about.
No, before we go to DC, is there a runner up Marvel character? Like, I'll give you Deadpool if you want.
Now, I'm not going to use Deadpool as my runner up. If I want to do a runner up for Marvel,
I really like Nightcrawler.
No, it was not going to be mine, but damn it.
I always like Nightcrawler.
I was always him in that weird.
Like, crosses into his arm and he, like,
the angelic symbol.
In the Munich circus. I was known as the amazing Nightcrawler. No, but I always played him that weird... You remember that X-Men, like, arcade game?
You were
always Nightcrawler because he covered the whole map. Like, oh, that was awesome.
Man.
What was it for you? Do you need that?
I need a second.
For me, honestly, it's Iron Man.
Iron Man?
Easily. Iron Man to me... No.
For everyone. We got full...
M'lady.
Thanks.
No, Iron Man to me was, I always liked him, and then the Tony Stark was just such a perfect epitome of, of Iron Man.
I give you that.
I mean, and, like, watching the first Iron Man, like, there's a reason that Marvel blew up after the first Iron Man. It's because
no one knew that was going to be a whole universe.
Well, it was great for the masses because it had appeal to everybody, but it was so perfect, still keeping to the comic book Iron Man. I freaking love Tony Stark. Robert Downey as Tony Stark. So much that I started watching all of Robert Downey's, like, old movies even before he was clean.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, right?
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
That's the number two for me of Robert Downey movies.
Easy number two.
I love that movie.
Now my wife is here. Honey, what is your favorite Marvel superhero or heroine?
Of course,
that?
He asked me. With
a bite full of chili.
Yes. I can't pick one Marvel.
It has to be two.
Well, and we got runner-up.
Is it the Wonder Twins?
We're doing two.
No.
They count
no.
as one.
And, okay. They're tied as one?
They're tied as one.
Okay, well, this is both of her picks.
It's Chris Squared.
Oh, so she's got Chris Hemsworth and Chris Evans.
I can't hate that.
Captain America and Thor are my favorite.
Excellent.
Yeah. She watches the movies.
How,
on
what do you think about female Thor?
That movie was bad.
Like,
yeah. Have you seen Dark World?
Well, I mean, obviously, I realize what
second
like Thor.
Thor.
I don't think I remember
it
that
I think
well.
It's
okay,
odd.
I will give you Thor 1.
But that seems to be
not great.
Like, they're having
Thor
a
2,
new Spider-Man
awesome.
where it's Gwen Stacy that gets bit instead of Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Spider-Man from like the female perspective, like the whole.
I don't know. If they do it well, I feel like it could go okay.
I'm sure they'll do it just fine. But I just wanted to see your opinion on it.
We'll
okay.
See.
So what's your runner-up Marvel?
Mine was Iron Man.
Star-Lord. That's right. Star-Lord. God, that's a good one.
That's a great one. Honestly, Rocket Raccoon's right there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think down to the wire. I think, man. That's
you know what's great about Guardians of the Galaxy was the fact that you slap Marvel on it and everyone's like, I don't even know what the fuck it is, but we're gonna go watch it.
But I'm gonna go watch it. And then they watched it and then you're like, holy shit, that's in the same universe as the Avengers?
Yeah. Well, and it doesn't even matter that it's in the same universe because friends of mine who don't even watch comic book movies went and saw this movie and they're like, I love it.
What did you describe that movie to me when you first saw it and text me?
Star Wars for our generation.
It's our generation. Star Wars was like when I watched it. It wasn't that similar to Star Wars, but like I watched it and went,
This is incredibly original.
Yeah. Has a great story, great
it's
plot.
It's funny too. It's got good pacing.
It's a great freaking
Chris Pratt.
They cast it really well too.
That's my man crush. He's in Jurassic World. I've already bought tickets. If that was a thing, I would have already bought tickets.
Can we have a side bet
to see if whether or not Chris Pratt dies in Jurassic World? I think he's too big of a name to die, but he's also the ranger who basically dies in the first Jurassic Park.
The shooter!
Yes. Shooter!
Clever girl? Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to sacrifice himself to save the kids or not. Mm. I don't know.
Nah, I'd rather hope the kids die.
Yeah. It'd be nice for a change.
Because,
come on,
Chris Pratt.
Pull a beginning of AVP 2.
You're gonna go AVPR?
Yeah,
AVPR. Yeah, that movie was brutal. The first person who dies is a kid.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Then a black guy, then an Asian.
Well, then a kid's dad.
Well, I mean,
then a black guy.
They had
guy,
to get back
Asian.
On track somehow.
and then the love interest died, which was a huge curveball. That completely caught me. I think
my runner-ups are tied. If I'm allowed
bring
to
it up.
A tie.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because we're going to keep to the rules.
Yeah, yeah.
So the only rule we keep to is 3-drink minimum.
Yeah, that's true. So my runner-ups are Colossus.
Oh, hell yeah. I love Colossus.
And Red Hulk.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Russian Hulk.
No, it's General Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross, the guy who's hunting the Hulk.
Okay.
He exposes himself to gamma rays and becomes the Red Hulk.
Nice.
So he's exactly like the Hulk, except he can absorb energy and he's tactically
smart.
Except
he's on the opposite of the color spectrum.
Yeah.
Okay.
And at one point Betty
very inventive.
At one point Betty Ross becomes Red She-Hulk, and then Red She-Hulk and Hulk bang in one comic. It's pretty awesome.
You're talking about a comic book company that named people based on alliteration.
That's true.
Peter Parker, J. Jonah Jameson.
Can you do the whole line from Big Bang Theory?
Fing Fang Foom.
Because it goes on
Susan
for three
Storm.
Scenes.
Storm. God, oh, there's so many of them.
We can stop there. Yeah. Points made. But, okay, so we got everybody's second Marvel?
Yep.
All right, so we'll go to, we'll start with you for DC.
For DC?
Favorite DC superhero.
Easy, Green Lantern.
Yeah, that was good. I didn't really expect there to be much of a discussion, but...
Yeah,
Green Lantern.
I think it's...
Now, here's the discussion. Which Green Lantern?
I love Hal Jordan, but I'd settle for Kyle Rayner.
Kyle Rayner? John Stewart?
Kyle Rayner. John Stewart's okay.
He's more serious from like the ones...
Much more serious. He was the Marine who turned...
Yeah.
Green Ranger. I'm getting that Green Ranger.
So no
I'm
booster?
Okay with that, too.
No booster?
No. I have a whole thing on DC Comics we'll get to in a minute. And Brewster Gold's part of that. Not Guy Gardner, Green Lantern, or any of the others. I just think Green Lantern was one of the better ones just for a while. DC's comics are very much like... like, their main pantheon of heroes were kind of like Greek gods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Green Lantern was kind of the more, the Han Solo-ish of the Justice League. And then his main villain, Sinestro, used to be a Green Lantern.
More the...
Of the Han Solo.
Have the Han Solo, yeah.
And then, like, his main villain was Sinestro, who's...
Who was Green
Which
Lantern.
One's the black one?
John
that's,
Stewart.
That's John Stewart.
Oh, like the Comedy Central
movie? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, they actually make that joke in the latest TV show. The Green Lantern cartoon that came out, like, two years ago. There's a spot where, like... So Hal Jordan's running around the galaxy, and the Guy Gardner is supposed to be watching Earth.
Yeah.
And then Guy shows up, and he's like, what the hell are you doing here? You're supposed to be watching Earth. And he's like, well, no, we got a new Green Lantern there, John Stewart. And the and Hal Jordan goes, the guy from Comedy Central? And then they just, and then they just move on.
But anyway, you're talking about Sinestro. Former Green Lantern Corps. Helped train the original Green Lantern, Hal Jordan, yeah.
And then becomes a Yellow Lantern.
Which is the fear instead of courage.
And... But, like, the thing is, like, he went that way not out of, like, I need more power. It was, like, there was something going on in the galaxy that he needed to change to.
Which is why I was so disappointed with the Green Lantern movie, because they got, like, the lore right. They just didn't... They didn't execute, like, a Marvel movie.
And it didn't have green screen.
It didn't have mass appeal.
Bad green screen.
The shadows sucked for all the green screen.
I'm sorry, but DC sucks in trying to create a universe of superheroes.
What was that one meme we saw? It was like a guy talking to his kid. It was a cartoon, and it was like, I'm sorry, but the world's just not ready for a Wonder Woman movie. And it was like, DC Universe. And then they said Marvel Universe.
It's like, here's a raccoon with
a rocket launcher.
It's so true, though. I mean, they have made
some good standalone movies, but there's no way they're ever going to be able to pull it together and make it a universe.
So that's
the biggest thing right now, is that DC doesn't have a universe that's working.
They've started one, but here's the thing.
But
Iron Man was the start of this Marvel universe, and Iron Man was such a great movie. And like the ending with the we won't talk to you about the Avengers initiative. Oh, what the fuck? Didn't know that was coming. But then like the start to this universe is Man of Steel. Mm.
Man of Steel was a damn good movie.
It was okay, but they didn't, like, open the lore at all.
No, they didn't.
Then the follow-up is Batman versus Superman, which is a stupid second move.
So Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
I'm Team Batfleck. I'm sorry. I think he's going to kill it.
I like Ben Affleck as Batman.
I really do. I mean, he's got this...
But I'm with her on saying that I think Batman
It's a stupid
Superman
second movie.
Is, yeah.
It's a stupid second movie.
I'm not saying the movie's going to suck. I'm saying trying to... Further the storyline of a DC universe.
Also going back to Marvel, like, Civil War is not coming out until after Age of Ultron. So you've had two Avengers movies before you even bring in, like, the rift between the Avengers.
Yeah.
But with DC, it's like, okay, we had a really good Batman trilogy, and then we had one good Superman movie, and now we're going to, like, meld them in the same universe instantaneously in the same movie, and they're going to fight.
Right.
It leaves a lot of questions about how they're gonna write it, how they're gonna like present it.
I also don't think that DC has enough largely followed main superheroes as Marvel does.
And the ones that aren't followed are way better.
Meaning,
it's also because they don't have their own movies either. Like
that's what I mean.
The
like there's
ones,
not enough
yeah.
of
okay,
those
yeah,
superheroes.
Okay. A lot
of
the Marvel
could make
ones
movies
weren't,
out of.
Nobody
weren't
hugely followed until. Their own standalone movies and the Avengers.
But here's the thing with Marvel, though, is that the only characters from Marvel anybody really knew and cared about before the movies started coming out were Wolverine, Spider-Man, and the Hulk.
Yeah. Yeah. Say Iron Man getting his first movie, I would like I followed Iron Man, and I was even kind of skeptical.
What was the silver one?
The Silver Centurion Iron Man?
No, the Iron Man.
The Mark
War
one?
Or something?
Oh, War Machine.
Yeah, War Machine. That's what I had as a kid.
Yeah. Well, like, even I was like, I like Iron Man, and I'm kind of interested as to why he got the first, like, Marvel Universe movie. Yeah. But it probably worked.
Because Robert Downey Jr. was available.
Because Robert Downey was...
He's coming off the stuff.
He's coming off.
Nice candy.
Well, it was almost... Oh god, I can't remember his name. He played Justin Hammer in Iron Man 2, like the villain in Iron Man 2.
Oh yeah, Everybody.
Is that the dude with like the arms and all that? And he was
not that guy. The scientist who like broke him out of jail.
Oh okay.
Yeah, yeah. The guy who was basically the rival.
That was the biggest beef in the second one. Is the fact that the guy who was the villain was in it for like 20 seconds.
Yeah, but the scientist villain was originally cast to play Iron Man.
And
then,
really?
And then they got Robert Downey Jr., who looks exactly like the comic books. And then they changed the comic books even more to look like Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. when you fit a character so well that the comic books go, maybe we should make him look a little more like this. Yeah. That's when you know you got the character right.
It's the reverse Nick Fury, because when Marvel redid their stuff and Nick Fury was black, they built him around Samuel L. Jackson. So when they cast the movie, so like,
hey, they had to cast Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah,
but no, like DC has a lot of. Well, we'll get into this in a minute. I need to know everybody else's favorite DCs.
Yeah, so yours was Green Lantern. We'll go around this way.
Martian Manhunter.
Oh, damn it! Why did we go around this one?
I was a big fan of Justice League. And
God, Martian, but he was the most like weirdly interesting person. Like he was so unique in what he was.
Fucking John Jones.
John Jones. Oh, yeah, hey, John Jones is another one.
But no, but that's
alliteration.
Jones. Yes.
Well, it doesn't matter. We're talking about comic books in general. They always use that shit.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, Martian Manhunter.
But his is funny because he's an alien and doesn't know how to make human names, so he's John Jones.
He should have just been Hugh Man. Yeah. That's a name I can trust.
I'll give you that one. Because, I mean, I know this is something everybody likes, but I really like The Flash, but for a different reason.
Uh-huh.
I've always wanted to be The Flash because his metabolism's so high. I always wanted to have that just so I could eat constantly.
You can't rip like Jesus. Can't get drunk.
That's what I mean. Well, I mean, there's that, but I really like eating more in excess than I do drinking.
Okay.
Like, if I can stop there and eat Chipotle for, like, you know, 6 hours, but never
have you watched the Flash series that just came out?
No, it was pretty good.
I haven't seen it.
See, because I heard Green Arrow was, like, cheesy as shit, so I haven't.
No,
Green Arrow is fucking good.
Is it good?
Yeah. It's phenomenal.
Green Arrow is fucking awesome, and so is The Flash.
And Stephen Amell is amazing.
And I love... No, Green Arrow is freaking phenomenal. One of my friends, Mitch, is a huge fan of Green Arrow, and he got me into it, and I like it a lot. It's freaking great. The Flash one I haven't started
it
yet.
It really
but
makes
everybody,
you feel out of shape.
Everybody, I was going to say, everybody in The Flash, everybody that's seen Flash has told me I need to watch it, and I haven't yet.
It started out a little slow.
Well, yeah. Because they got to build the world.
That's the thing.
And, well, and unfortunately, Arrow set up a world that didn't have superheroes, so it was very much, here's a vigilante, here's basically West Coast Batman who kills people. Like, that was Arrow's setup. Yeah. And then they brought in The Flash, and they're like, now we have superpowers, and we have to build a superpower world.
Right.
Right.
And so, but that took about 4 or 5 episodes to really dig in, and now Flash is awesome. It's
really?
A great show.
Okay. Because they always have, like, there's a, I'm trying to remember the name of the website, but it basically goes through TV shows, like, past and present, and tells you where you should start at if you want to enjoy, like...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, Happy Endings was a show that we watched a long time ago. And they're like, Happy Endings is great start to finish, but if you don't like that slow start, start at episode 5. Because this is, like, where all the characters kind of, like, their traits are solidified. They're not, like, they're not fucking through the pilot. Where, like, everybody kind of changes
to appease
people.
My favorite joke in the whole series that shows in the pilot episode when she asks Max, like, if he wants to go do something, he says, I'd rather watch Schindler's List in the cold.
Honestly, that show was the friends of our generation.
It would have been if it would have
if it stuck around.
Detective Chimp, that's a real character?
I wouldn't
Chimp?
Know that.
Detective Chimp.
Chimp.
Is that the
he
Wonder
is
Twins
a Sherlock
monkey?
Holmes monkey. I'll do some research. I'll come back to you.
That's on your top three.
Yeah.
So I'm taking it you really like the Justice League cartoon and Justice League Unlimited.
You know, I remember that the special they had where the aliens were coming down. They were like
the three-part episode.
Walking.
Yeah.
It was basically a War of the Worlds. Like,
yeah, more or less.
Like,
and they were the other Martians. Like it was
exactly.
Like, he was the only one left and fighting off this like
was
invading
a great,
horde.
Cartoon series.
Mm-hmm. I love John Jones, man. He's so like unique in like what he was.
Yeah.
But he was like his powers were like so. Strange compared to like most of the Justice League.
Well, yeah,
like,
he was
super fast, super strong. Batman was rich, and
he had those like
Martian Manhunter was he was psychic. He was super strong. He could fly.
Yeah,
he could shapeshift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shapeshifting was the big one. They showed a lot on the like,
he could
the Justice
use a nerf.
League.
I mean,
well, he, no, but that was the thing is he was so underutilized. And then if you watch Justice League Unlimited, like all the way through, it gets to a point in it where like. He's only in the Watchtower, and Wonder Woman, like, basically bitches him out for...
Really?
Like, basically saying, like, you are stronger than anybody here, and you don't leave the Watchtower. Like, what the hell's going on? And so at one point, she's getting overrun, and she's trying to call for help,
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll send so-and-so and so-and-so from here. Like, he's getting ready to transport people. And she just flat out yells over there, like, I don't care who you send, you better be here. And yeah. So he shows up and beats the hell out of people. But then, like, a few episodes later, he winds up leaving and assuming a human form and trying to, like, live amongst the humans for a while. So you don't see him for, like... Like, six, seven, eight episodes, and, like, the team suffers without him. Like, it's a really...
He's kind of like the,
He's the unsung hero.
In South Park, when they were all the ninjas, and Cartman's character, he's like, I can also see him.
I am Balrog. But better than Cat. Damn it, Cartman.
You knew everything just powers. A little bit better than everybody else.
I can see into the future, but better than Cat.
But John Jones, let me try. John Jones can't turn people into chickens.
Damn it, Cartman! Well, since you're...
We'll get back to Elizabeth.
Well, yeah, your wife decided to, like, just duck real quick.
To abscond. She went AWOL.
That she did. Damn it. I was going to say Martian, so... Give me a minute. Honestly, like, that. Like I was thinking Martian Man.
Well, think about it for a minute, because I'll do my rant on DC movies.
Okay, go for it.
Because, like we kind of said a minute ago, like, Marvel's got a lot of success because they picked really obscure... Like, characters that weren't immensely popular, like Captain America, Iron Man.
Yeah.
Thor really isn't that popular, but they built the Avengers around them. And then they did Guardians. And Guardians is, like, the number one grossing one that they've
had. Luckily, Thor's based off of an actual...
Norse
mythology. Yeah, I was going to say, like, people could get behind that idea.
But DC has a lot of really cool characters that they haven't utilized because I think they're afraid to make a movie around them. Because all DC movies so far have been...
They're finally starting to realize that.
But we've only had Batman and Superman. We have to wait forever for another Green Lantern.
But that's what I'm saying, like, the...
They've got Cyborg, and then, like,
You're looking at, like, their future movie list, and you're seeing them... realizing, holy shit, like, underutilized characters are a great point to start a movie with.
Yeah, but they're not even getting the best ones.
Yeah, that's true. I will give you that.
Like,
I'm surprised they have a Cyborg movie. Cyborg's
a good touch.
He's a good touch, but, like, even for, like, comic book people...
Is Donald Faison playing in that?
I forget who they got cast.
God, what was his name?
Michael J. White? Actually, played Spawn?
Yeah.
I'd be behind that.
Michael J. White's also in Arrow. He's in the Green Arrow TV show as Bronze Panther, and he's awesome.
Oh, he's Bronze Panther.
Bronze Tiger.
I think they should just bulk up Donald Faison.
Yeah.
Just stick him in there.
Give him the Chris Pratt treatment.
Donald Faison was in Kick-Ass 2, and that just was not a good movie.
But his character's awesome in that.
Dr. Gravity or something like that. All right, so, honey... yes. Your favorite DC?
Your favorite?
Superman.
Lame.
I called it before she came down. I said no Superman.
Can we do Jason Todd?
Jason Todd, the best Robin up there.
Yeah.
What? If you can't pick Superman.
Is that who that character is based off of in Teen Titans?
I'm not going to say you can't say Superman. Because if anybody here said Batman, I would call him out.
Red X or whatever it is. They never explain.
The reason I like Superman, though, is because I've been watching Superman since I was a kid.
That's perfectly current. Fine. You're not, yeah.
I've seen all the Christopher Reeve Superman movies. I used to watch the Lois and Clark TV show. I watched Smallville. Like, I watched everything that's Lois Superman. Clark TV.
Is that Dean Cain?
Dean Cain, Terry Hatcher.
I'll say the same argument everybody uses for Superman. You've heard it 100 times. But the thing is, it's almost like they sat down, they storyboarded out his entire existence, and they went, wait a minute, he has no weaknesses. And they're like, well, just this rock. What about this rock? Rock comes to his planet, he hates it. Because he can beat anything else.
And then in the 80s, they added magic.
Yeah. I mean, it's just... That's the only reason he's not interesting, is because he can just freaking do anything.
I will say, I hated Superman until I saw Kill Bill 2. And David Carradine does his whole rant on Superman. I kind of came around a bit. I was like, all right, I'm good with that.
I will say, I like Man of Steel.
Why couldn't they go on the Hancock route? Like, give Superman, like, a severe alcohol problem. Or maybe he does the nose candy.
Because
he metabolizes it. He can't get drunk.
He beats Lois Lane, but she has low self-esteem, you know? Give it an angle.
Oh, my God.
That would be interesting.
I would love to see
add some depth to it. Superman.
Well, clearly you haven't seen Superman 3 with Richard Pryor and he's given red kryptonite and he turns into a fucking asshole and almost rapes Lana Lang and he has a drinking problem.
Obviously, I have not.
Yeah. Richard Pryor's one of the villains. And,
man.
And he develops a drinking problem and almost rapes someone in Smallville.
Holy shit.
Welcome to Richard Pryor's world.
Yeah. But DC has a lot of really cool characters that they haven't made into movies.
Give me some that aren't on the list of the future.
Okay, Firestorm.
Okay.
So Firestorm, Ronnie Wood. No, it's not Ronnie Wood because he's a guitarist for Rolling Stones. Ronnie Raymond.
It could be.
That's it. Yeah.
It's a Buddy Rich.
So Ronnie Raymond is basically he's kind of a jock sort of kid.
Yeah.
And he gets caught in the scientific accident.
Firestorm.
And basically, he gets caught in a weird accident, and he has the ability to manipulate matter.
Yeah.
And he basically winds up building a system with the scientists, so they share like a psychic link.
Yeah.
Because he's a big dumb jock. He knows how to fight, mm-hmm. but he has no idea like how chemical equations work, like how to take something.
The scientist is giving him kind of walking through how to manipulate matter. Yeah.
So you could easily have a movie with, let's say, Channing Tatum and Neil deGrasse Tyson, where Channing Tatum.
If Neil deGrasse Tyson was in a DC movie, that is instantly my favorite movie of all time.
No, but that's my pitch. I want Channing Tatum as the big dumb jock. With fire coming out of his head, who doesn't know how to control his abilities, and then Neil deGrasse Tyson has to explain to him in children's terms how that turned like something.
You just described Neil deGrasse Tyson's entire existence as explaining science in children's terms to adults.
Hey, unrelated.
Oh my god.
Slade is the name of the
Of the villain in Teen Titans.
Yeah, Deathstroke.
Ah. He's Deathstroke, yeah. Slade Wilson.
Deathstroke's a bomb.
He's the main villain in the second season of Arrow, and he's awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
I want them to revive, I don't know how the hell you do this, because the character himself, he's such a joke. You need to make an Aquaman movie, it doesn't suck.
Aquaman's already on the schedule.
Have you watched Game of Thrones?
Really?
Yeah.
Who's going to be Aquaman?
Have you watched Game of Thrones?
It's like 3 years away.
Khal Drogo is Aquaman.
What?
Yeah.
They already cast it?
Yeah.
How can they make that movie
from
not...
Game of Thrones?
Yeah, Khal Drogo is fucking Aquaman.
How can they make that movie not suck?
Aquaman is one of the most underrated DC characters of all time. He's practically bulletproof because he lives under the sea and he's up to all that pressure.
My favorite. DC Universe. What was that fighting game? It was
Marvel or the DC Universe Online.
It was DC. It was like something unite.
Something. Yeah.
But dude, Aquaman was the best character in that fucking game. He just like stab people with a trident, and then we got a special. Summoned a tidal wave that swamped the dude up, and then a shark bit his fucking top off.
The way they can make that movie fantastic is if like it's like hackers and they're taking over bank accounts in New York, and like Aquaman's like sending tsunamis, and they're like, well, fuck it, why don't we just go to St. Louis?
Aquaman's gonna roll us
to
Mississippi.
Kansas, like Nebraska. They just start stealing shit there.
It's like that old Cartoon Network promo they used to do, where it was like Aquaman and Wonder Woman getting lowered into the lava. It's like, my ability to talk to fish is of no use here, Wonder Woman. And then the Powerpuff Girls come in and beat everybody up and save them.
Oh my god. No, but Aquaman is a movie.
Solomon Grundy want pants too.
Solomon Grundy. That is a perfect one. Solomon Grundy.
Alright, so.
Or a movie where Aquaman's evil and that's what he does. It's like tsunamis. He just like takes out third world countries.
Mm.
That's actually what his villain does.
Yeah. I was going to say, which villain?
I think.
Who's because Aquaman's you had the villain?
Aquaman had someone who usurped him, like without his knowledge, like took over Atlantis and all this shit.
Yeah, Justice League Aquaman was a badass.
Is that
like,
the octopus
cut,
woman?
He
from,
cut his own hand off.
Ursula the Sea
got his daughter, like
oh my god.
Take me seriously.
No, especially if you do the Aquaman where like he cut his hand off and replaced it with a hook and then just went around beating the hell out of people.
Yeah.
So he became Captain Hook?
Essentially.
Yeah. No, no, they're like, yeah, they're like the one storyline, he gets his hand, yeah, he gets his hand cut
he's
off.
He's the king of Atlantis, which makes him rule all of the water, which makes him rule like 70% of the planet.
Yeah, 70% of the planet.
So wait, in the DC universe, Atlantis exists?
Yes. Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
Why not?
Because isn't the DC universe supposed to be like a futuristic universe?
No.
What future?
Atlantis exists.
Why does the future matter? Atlantis would be here today as it would be in the future.
Yeah, and Wonder Woman's the descendant of a Greek god. So
she's a descendant of a Greek god, and she's also an Amazon, meaning like basically the Atlantis of the land.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you're gonna go one, yeah, it's kind of one way and the other because.
Interesting.
Yeah. And they kind of.
Why did they have to make him look so stupid?
Aquaman?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But I think that was early artwork.
Oh, super early artwork was like,
not
a point.
Recently.
If you've seen some of the recent stuff,
he came
like
all grizzled with a beard.
Dude, who's Steel? Who's this black guy with a hammer?
You don't know about Steel?
Hell no.
You don't know about John Henry?
That's awesome.
Super big.
So Steel was also,
he's not like bright orange and green.
Tony.
I'm just learning about Steel.
We need to stop because he just found out about Steel.
Yeah.
Which is also a movie starring Shaquille O'Neal.
What? That's I was going to say Shaq would be great in that movie.
Who played Steel? Like, that was it. He's basically DC's Iron Man. Like, he built a robot suit and he carries a big hammer.
Kazam, how could he fail?
Alright, no. My question is, before I name my DC...
Well, speaking of
before
Kazam,
I name my
what
DC
about, what
hero...
About Shazam?
That's what I meant. Shazam, not Kazam.
Is that what you're about to say?
Yeah. God damn it. No, but say before that, can I say, who claims Shaq Fu as their hero? As their is it Marvel, is it DC, or is it...
It's its own thing.
I had a Shaq action figure when I was a kid, and I didn't understand the significance at the time, but we crucified it and lit it on fire.
It's okay because he's black.
So in your world, Shaq is Jesus.
I mean, I am black. Let's just clarify that.
No, Steve ruined it again.
Yeah.
Well, no. Other Steve ruined it the first
Beast
time.
Boy. Pick Beast Boy.
No,
Beast Boy's the shit.
Beast Boy is pretty cool.
Honestly, I would pick Raven over Beast Boy in a heartbeat.
Well,
but
Beast Boy was part of the Doom Patrol before he was in Teen Titans.
There you go. Boom.
And Doom Patrol is what the X-Men ripped off.
Starfire legal? I mean, not in Teen Titans, obviously. Unless it was 18 Titans.
Why have you been sitting on that one? Just make that up.
That's just always been turned on by Starfire.
The 18 Titans. What? Okay, that's a website.
That's a great
We're making
parody.
That tonight.
Why does that not exist?
We're making
it
that.
Does.
I am.
There's a Teen Titans.
I am reserving that website.
You can look it up.
Oh my god, that's what I'm googling. Like
rule 34.
That's true,
if it
yeah.
exists, there's yeah. porn involving it.
And that cyborg's great.
It's because he's black.
Oh, I was going to say he's got attachments. But
he's
got dark real quick.
Mm.
Raven's pride.
An
like,
all too common issue with this group.
Because he's black? Is that why?
Yeah. But, I'm glad we're actually getting a cyborg movie.
No, don't get me wrong.
He's honestly starring in that.
No, they already named him. You'll have to look it up. But I'm glad because I like to see more obscure characters getting lead roles other than just, oh, hey, when's the next Superman
and
movie?
I know Steve mentioned earlier, I want a Booster Gold movie. I want a Booster Gold movie so goddamn bad.
But it needs to be like a black comedy.
It's going to be like the next Shaft.
But the idea behind Booster Gold is he's from the future, and he's a really shitty superhero. And he's mad because he's not famous. Like, Superman's still alive because Superman doesn't age or die.
Yeah, ever.
And there's all these other superheroes that are just better than him. So he's like, why don't I go back in time with my future technology and fight crime? And then become super famous, super wealthy. So when I go to the future, I've got all his wealth built up, and he's still a shitty superhero in present time. Like I said, this would be the greatest.
That would be funny as hell.
Jay Baruchel is who I want to play Booster Gold.
Okay, I could see that. Because I heard you talking about it earlier, and I was like
come on, guys.
Joe's like,
all right, I'm a superhero.
I got it. But, yeah, okay, so. My DC hero, if I can't go with, I can go with Martian Manhunter, but I won't.
Yeah.
Shazam.
Wait, Shazam is a DC character?
Yes.
It's not just a shitty Shaq movie?
No, that's Kazam.
Oh, Kazam.
Kazam's different, man.
All right,
no.
All
right, so Shazam was a child.
There is a child.
He is a child. And
Billy Batson.
Yeah, Billy Batson. Who I'm fucking.
Basically, Billy
this is
Batson
like seven drink minimum right
Billy
now.
Batson is an orphan who he's running around New York City. He's in and out of foster homes for causing trouble.
Yeah.
He winds up running into. He basically befriends.
Doesn't he get struck by lightning?
Well, that's part of his power.
Okay.
He runs into this old
like Static Shock.
Kind of. Static Shock is another cool character.
Yeah, yeah. Static Shock's awesome. Yeah.
Another black character that Kamala could have talked
about.
Ah,
come it on, is today, God, you know, Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
Static Shock.
Billy Batson befriends an old wise black homeless man without realizing that he's actually a wizard. Because it's New York City, and that's
a wizard.
And he introduced him to like basically the wizard Shazam. Who, to be fair, Shazam's original name is Captain Marvel.
Yes, but
there have been like 12 different characters, both in DC and Marvel, named Captain Marvel. they've just come to call him. He used to just say Shazam, and he would get struck by lightning and become a guy who is basically.
Let me ask you, who was originally rumored to be Shazam, and you'll understand where the like who he turns into looks like.
Okay, so
who was it rumored to be played by?
No, but he got cast as the villain.
As Black Adam. Who was the villain of Shazam, which is funny because
Black Adam black?
Yes. But no, he's Egyptian.
Oh.
The original rumor
that is
was, the original the rumor was yeah. that The Rock was gonna be Shazam.
Huh.
And then it wound up being.
And then he wound up being cast as Black Adam, which fits because he kind of looks Egyptian.
Well, yeah. Because it's the exact same thing as the Scorpion King. He's an Egyptian who gave away his soul for immense power and then was sealed away for a long time.
But Shazam basically derives his. Like, this kid derives his power from the wizard Shazam. Mm-hmm. And when he yells it, he turns into this fucking. Like. Basically, like the Rock looking dude who commands lightning, and he has like crazy strength and all this stuff.
Huh.
I love Shazam. Shazam was in DC. God damn it! What was the name of that game?
Justice
League. Oh, it was no. It was DC. Shit.
It wasn't Dawn.
I'm cheating.
All I know is when you said that he meets a. Homeless black man in New York. All I could think about was Jamie Foxx and the Soul.
So the reason he's called Shazam is his name is an acronym for like six characters who he basically gets his powers from.
Yeah,
which is he has the wisdom of Solomon, the strength of Hercules. The virtue of Hercules, the strength of Atlas. He can control lightning like Zeus.
Holy crap!
So great.
He's as impervious as Achilles, and he's as fast as Mercury.
Achilles wasn't impervious.
That's why he had an armored Achilles tendon.
But essentially, the cool thing about Shazam is he's basically Superman, but with like a 10-year-old's perspective.
Huh.
So like when he transforms, he looks exactly like Superman. Like
he's like the Avatar.
Kind of.
Okay. Use my own metaphors to understand.
There you go. What is that? Right? It's like Futurama. You explain something super complex, and then you explain it with a super, super easy metaphor.
So you're saying, so I'm a delivery?
So it's like blowing air out of a balloon. Exactly. Good news, man. Good news, everyone. No, but that would be my backup for Martian Manhunter.
I still think it's kind of shitty that we have to wait through Batman, Superman, Dawn of Justice, like four other DC movies, a Justice League movie, and then we finally get a Wonder Woman movie.
Well, just because your wife's here, you ain't gotta.
No, but I'm saying.
Now he talks about this all the time.
No, it's she's top three. It's Batman, Superman, then Wonder Woman. Like, she should be like the next one for a movie.
I agree, but Rocket Raccoon takes priority.
Once again, I've never found her to be that interesting. Like, what if she was pregnant? I guess we should make this movie bad.
Dude, like, you are the one dude on
angles.
You are the one dude sitting in the couch on like a screenplay pitch.
I'm that guy at the table. You're the dude
rewriting that just screwed everything up.
See, and that's like the whole basis of the movie is like She's super strong, but her like, vulnerability ever, is she has a child.
Like Star Wars. Wanna, like, no, know. Like George Lucas. I don't know if it was George Lucas, but like they released the original screenplay from Star Wars in a comic book.
Yeah.
Like before it was changed for the films and all that. And it was like, I read the first three comics and I went, this is so different. It blows my mind.
Yeah.
Like Vader isn't the actual like father of like Luke, and you know, Vader was like in it like a neighboring faction and all, like a leader or a sub leader of a neighboring faction and all this weird shit.
Well, there is a scene in my idea of Wonder Woman where she is hiding behind rocks. I mean, I just want to put that out there.
That's ridiculous.
It's terrible. Okay, real quick, before we talk about our favorite comic book movie, let's go around and talk about DC or Marvel, doesn't matter, your favorite villain ever.
Oh shit!
Can I get? Do we need some? Do we need some music to?
Do we need to take a break? Nah. All right. I think I'll start because I already mentioned Sinestro is probably my favorite villain.
Sinestro is an awesome villain.
Sinestro. He beat up. I was almost gonna say Venom, but I had to go with Sinestro.
Gosh. Yeah, Venom would be good. Especially, now Sinestro is great because he's basically a fallen hero.
Yeah.
He was.
And he still has like noble intentions, but he's just on an enemy side.
Right. That's, yeah. He's Hal Jordan's. He was Hal Jordan's superior. Sort of taught Hal Jordan.
Yeah.
And then embraced fear instead of courage.
Or willpower. Yeah.
Or willpower, courage, whatever. Yeah, same shit. And took a different plot line. So
I will say he's badass. If you read the Blackest Night series.
Yep.
Where basically all the DC heroes who are dead come back as zombies and they have to fight them off. Because he winds up getting in a fight with someone who's trying to take over the Sinestro Corps. So he's fighting Mongol, who's one of the coolest DC villains.
Yeah.
And Mongol has a yellow lantern ring on every one of his fingers and just starts beating the hell out of Sinestro. But then Sinestro's like, you know I invented those, right? And then they all turn on him. And like wind up like stabbing him 100 times and binding him up. And the only reason they don't kill him is they know he'll turn into a black lantern if they kill him.
We don't want black lanterns.
No.
I see how it is.
There's not a good black lantern. You can read all of the comics. They're all evil. And they have to resurrect a white lantern to kill all the black
lanterns. I feel like I know nothing about the whole lantern thing. Like, I didn't know that there was a white one, a black one, and a...
There's one for every color spectrum, and they all mean something.
Really?
Yeah. So you have...
It's fucking ridiculous.
So red is rage. Huh. Orange is avarice, which means greed. Yellow is fear. Green is willpower. Then it's blue is hope. Then indigo is compassion. Pink is love. And then you have like white and black for like life and death.
Huh.
You'd be a pink lantern, wouldn't you?
I'd probably be an indigo. What was indigo again?
Compassion.
I just like the color. I'd probably be periwinkle.
I'm the chartreuse lantern.
Macaroni and cheese. Pick some obscure color.
That's puce. That's the obscure reference of the day right there.
But then, like, in Blackest Night, which there's no way they'd ever be able to make a good enough movie out of it, because there's no way they'd just be able to pull it together.
I'm good there.
Yeah.
But, like, at one point, all the head of the lanterns of, like, their different colors, they come to Earth to fight the Black Lanterns, and they wind up creating copies of their rings that go and find another, like, DC hero or villain to give a ring to. So... Unfortunately, the Green Lantern just goes with one of the Guardians because he's the one who initiates it. He's like, bullshit, I'm calling a ring, and he gets it.
Yeah.
Another Red Lantern is Aquaman's wife, who's a badass.
Red is bad, right?
She's a sea witch.
It's not necessarily bad.
She's just angry as fuck. And the angrier you are, the stronger
you are. A good woman to pick as your wife.
Yeah, well, you know, especially
she's a crazy redhead who has access to magic.
She's just one step away.
Yeah.
why are you flicking me off? You could be like... Because
the first part of that sentence was crazy redhead.
Angry redhead.
I mean, that's usually pretty true in my experience.
the pink lanterns get Wonder Woman. The indigo lanterns get the Atom. Blue lanterns get the Flash. And then the yellow lanterns for fear. Batman's villain, the Scarecrow, gets a ring. And so he joins the fight. And then Lex Luthor gets the one for greed.
So they can make a Sinestro movie with John Leguizamo.
Yes. Well, to be fair, and the Ryan Reynolds one, Mark Strong was the perfect choice to cast Sinestro.
Sinestro, no, that was like the one like shining moment in that movie was Sinestro. He was great. I loved the casting. I loved the actual like plot and all that stuff for Sinestro. The entire rest of the movie was shit, but...
Yeah. All right, so now we'll go around. So your favorite villain...
God, dead air.
That's not a villain. You're up all night for the sun.
Anybody else want to go first?
To get Loki. They're up all night.
I've always liked. I've always liked Apocalypse.
I knew given your affinity for Archangel that you would probably choose Apocalypse. But
yeah,
Apocalypse is a great villain. Hey, what was it? Marvel. What was that? The second Marvel Legends.
That was Sinister and Apocalypse were the two.
Were the two in the second Marvel game that we played. Yeah.
You could pick Galactus.
Magneto is a close second for mine for villains.
He is pretty sweet.
Magneto is pretty badass.
He is pretty sweet.
It's really hard to hate a Jew who survived a concentration camp.
You?
I have no idea.
No favorite villain? I mean, as far as Superman goes, I would go Solomon Grundy.
Solomon Grundy, yeah.
That's a great bad guy. Not like outside of the obvious Lex Luthor.
Mm-hmm.
You could pick Joker just because he kills a lot of Robin characters. I mean, it's pretty messed up.
Well, and he girl in the back.
Yeah,
depending on what like canon you believe, he is a Robin character.
Yeah,
I was like, there was one clip I saw. I don't know if it's from an actual comic book or if it's a fan thing, but it's Alfred basically putting on the Joker makeup, and it basically implies that Bruce Wayne went crazy and became Batman. And so Alfred had to become the Joker to balance him out.
Oh, God.
That's great. But, I mean, that's where, not Slade, but the other guy comes from, Jason Todd.
Yeah, Jason Todd.
He kills Robin, or Dick Grayson? No, who?
No, well, Jason Todd is the one who gets killed by the Joker.
Yeah.
And then becomes...
Ra's al Ghul brings him back to life.
Yeah, and becomes the Joker.
But he's been dead too long, and he comes back evil, like Pet Sematary. But
I don't know, Ra's al Ghul would be a pretty good one, because he shows up in a lot of places.
Good job. Ra's al Ghul was actually going to be my pick, too. Ra's al Ghul's the man.
Because
and Talia al Ghul.
He's not only like a forefront villain, but he's also a background villain in a lot of things too.
He starts a lot of shit, but he's also pulling the strings on.
Right
shit.
Now, I have to ask you because I know you well enough. Are you picking Liam Neeson Ra's al Ghul or Arrow Ra's al Ghul?
That's a tough question.
I don't know.
That is a tough ass question.
I really like Liam Neeson, but I kind of like the character better that they're doing on Arrow.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson was a great Ra's al Ghul. Like,
he was.
Can I just say,
I agree.
To be fair, in Batman Begins, they had Liam Neeson, and then they had the other guy who's in every Chris Nolan movie, who was also in The Last Samurai.
Michael Caine?
No. No. During Last Samurai, he was in Burma working with the local government, trying to figure out what happened with the stolen juice. No, the other one is the samurai head.
Yeah, but
from...
he was the guy who was Ra's al Ghul when
he
first shows up.
He was what's his name?
Because he looked dead.
What's his
on...
name? It's super memorable. It's
Ken Watanabe. Is the actor
that wasn't what I thought it was. So
the only reason I know that is there's a podcast where they play his thing from Godzilla where they go, "Let them fight."
That's what it is.
Godzilla.
No, that's Ra's al Ghul is a great one because even go like the Joker is like the iconic bad guy for Batman because he's pretty much the antithesis of Batman. Batman is very like stoic and like justice oriented and.
But
like, and the Joker's very chaotic and.
But Ra's al Ghul's just—he's that justice-oriented. He's very calculated.
And him and Batman are like similar in a lot of ways, and that's what makes it interesting, like that combination. Because Ra's al Ghul wants justice, but he thinks that justice means the destruction of Gotham or whatever he's doing. Whereas Whereas chaotic, Batman's like
chaotic
good. Yeah, yeah, we're gonna go D&D here.
Hey, sometimes you know it makes sense.
It works. It does.
Whereas Batman is the exact opposite. He's like the super true, pure, lawful good.
It works.
Boom. Mm-hmm. You guys want to just play D&D on the air?
There actually is a podcast that does that. They play D&D on the air, and that's
how I was getting yelled at when I played D&D because I tried to do unrealistic shit. If I'm a druid, I'm like, I want a shark. Like, well, where do you carry it? I got a tank on my back. Well, it's salt water. How do you have it? My character has a fear of snails. It's in my body, so I carry salt on me all the time. Like, how is that not realistic? I'm role-playing.
What the hell's wrong with you guys?
Exactly. My character's interesting.
That's still probably my favorite Family Guy joke. It's like, remember that time we roleplay? It's like, hey, it's like, I'm a lonely housewife waiting for the plumber.
And I'm a paladin with 32 charisma.
Plus the helm of disintegration. And it's like, wait, paladins can't use the helm of disintegration? Well, then I'm a black guy.
And I'm Steve Dilbert.
I have the knee pads of a lore.
Oh my
plus
God,
three seduction.
Plus three.
He's got the fist of a thousand truths.
Oh. Good Lord. There's a bathroom right there.
Oh yeah.
What are you doing?
So we can hear you pee on
okay.
the air.
So we are going to... No, he's going to close the door. So we're going to say goodbye to our good friend, Steve Dilbert.
I got to do black people stuff.
All right, buddy. Enjoy the rest of your holiday.
Will do.
Don't let them in. Thank you.
Bye.
See you, buddy. So.
So, what's up?
What's going on? This is usually where like one of us just starts doing elevator music. No. So.
Yes.
Ra's al Ghul.
Yes.
Plays a part in the Green Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen.
You really should watch Green Arrow. I really wasn't.
I've seen a portion of it. I have not gotten the full invested interest that I should have. But honestly, like, I have several friends that are all about it.
I started a season late, and really actually didn't get into it from Steve's talking about it, but from my friend Molly, because she actually.
She's single?
Yes.
She was at the wedding.
She was one of my bridesmaids. Red hair.
The wedding was kind of a blur.
You were pretty drunk.
I was like the only single guy there. I was the only single person there. So
technically single, not legally single.
No, this is true. And that's not necessarily true. There were other single people there.
I didn't know that was possible. Well, no. Among the bridal party.
Oh, no.
I didn't know that was possible.
What? Oh, my God.
We have to go bury this out back and,
and grow a tree.
Aww.
So Steve just broke
a bottle opener.
A Killian's Irish Red bottle opener.
Remember the night that I got that, Tony? That was the $20 all you could drink at Bar
Lewis. Oh my God! Does that mean we can officially forget that night ever happened?
Yes.
All right.
The night that I slapped a waitress on the ass, and then we had to call and tell my girlfriend I didn't slap a waitress on the ass.
Oh, great. This is a story you should be telling your wife.
Yeah, you're welcome. What? For better or worse.
Yeah. Well, death do us part. My death is coming very
soon.
That
was very soon. Yeah. Hey, as soon as this podcast ends, we're going to have a memorial for Steve Krieger's marriage.
And my Killian's bottle of Jesus.
We can get buried together. It's great.
And it's been with me longer than she has.
Come on. Are you sure about that?
Yes. Well, no.
Which date are we counting?
If you add them together, it was still longer for the bottle cap.
All right.
That's upsetting. I love that bottle opener.
Bottle opener is fantastic.
You got me through
that night was fantastic.
That was a great night.
$20.
You just said you wanted to forget that night.
I wanted to forget like having to walk him back to my house.
Ten blocks away.
You know
how hard it is to get me to the parking lot just outside of bar.
I'm aware.
10 blocks I walked his ass. shoved him on my couch, passed out mid-fall. I walked...
I'm sorry, this surprises you. How?
And I walked my ass 10 blocks back and went back to drinking that night.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Big John kept me from getting my ass kicked. That was
Big
great.
John was the only reason I got back in, because he saw me and he's like, yeah, okay, you can come back in.
Yeah.
I still have that picture of you with the giant Kentucky bourbon barrel ale.
That's like, the same night. Yeah.
Outfit on with the bottle. Yeah. With the, with your cowboy
the
hat.
Cowboy
on
hat on the top of the bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You shouldn't leave that stuff lying around.
Terrible. Okay, now...
But all right, so you guys talking Arrow, or
we were talking Arrow specifically with Ra's al Ghul.
Oh, okay.
So we don't need to go into that anymore. What I'm going to ask you about is, now that we've gotten our favorite heroes out of the way, favorite villains out of the way, give me your favorite superhero movie to date.
Ooh.
I already know Steve's.
Oh yeah, what do you think mine is? Because you might be wrong.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ah. She's right. I love Guardians of the Galaxy so much.
You are a nerd.
All right, well, honey, what's yours then?
It's a tough call. It's either Captain America 2 or Thor 2.
So, what would make you pick Thor 2 over Captain America 2? Because we've kind of already mentioned that Captain America 2 is great.
Probably, I don't know, probably the whole storyline I think is cool, like playing into the, is it the
North?
The stones.
Yeah, I mean, well, all of the Marvel movies from Iron Man 2 on all deal with the Infinity Stones in one way or another.
Captain America 2 doesn't?
Oh, that's right, no it doesn't. Oh shit, yeah, I'm
dude. So if I'm picking between those, then that's why.
You just got owned by your wife, and you're supposedly the comic
book guy.
You
almost said owned by a girl.
Oh, such a... Damn it. And I assume that his wife is a girl, so yes.
But you almost made it that it was girl, not wife. Yes, so if
well,
I
you are a girl and
two,
his wife, so you win twice.
If I was picking between those two as my all-time favorite, it would have to be for the fact that Thor is more relevant to that side of the Marvel Universe story.
I wonder for that.
So then,
Captain America still falls in the realm, but it has nothing to do with the Infinity Stones.
Yeah. So then what's yours, Tony? What's your favorite comic book movie today?
Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze in Batman.
Batman
and Robin.
A good movie.
Any movie? No, it's a terrible movie. But
it's
it's so much fun
to watch.
That's
but no,
why I say it's a good movie. It's because it's fun. It's enjoyable.
The Robin.
Not that cinematically it's the best movie that's been made.
Dick Grayson, the Robin in that movie is perfect.
Yeah.
George Clooney is okay as Batman. He's better than Val Kilmer. Not as good as Keaton.
Yeah.
Or Christian Bale.
Did you know George Clooney played it gay?
Played it gay?
Yeah.
Can he play it any other way?
Well, but that was the thing. It's like the way he read the character and the way that he was like sort of alluded to how to play Bruce Wayne was he wanted
well,
to play
was
this,
like him,
the so. Billionaire rich, the billionaire playboy who was
hanging out with a younger boy.
Yeah, kind of. He was like gay, but didn't
have an older butler.
But, mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, I always thought that because like, George Clooney came out and said that he played it as if Bruce Wayne was gay and just not quite out of the closet.
Wow, what a reach for him.
Yeah, right.
No, I love any movie where the bad guy gets top billing. Mm. Arnold Schwarzenegger was the highest paid actor on that film, and he was the first person recognized in the movie.
Yeah.
Didn't he have a bigger career?
At the point,
at the
between him and George Clooney though?
George Clooney at the time and Schwarzenegger, but they paid Schwarzenegger like $20 million for that movie.
That's true.
So he got like the
there's
first
no, there's no
the
one
first
else.
Name you see is Schwarzenegger.
There's no one else I want as Mr. Freeze, then...
After seeing that movie, hell no. chill out.
Okay.
Cool off. That's from True Lies, but I'm just kind of blending. I'm just kind of melding at this point.
I think... Here's a topic I want to go to. So we've seen our fair share of bad comic book movies.
Mm-hmm.
There have been plenty of them.
Most definitely.
And we've had our disappointing comic book movie discussion already.
Yes.
But... In the recent events of Fantastic Four getting a reboot, that looks like it's going to be even worse than the Fantastic Four movies.
Okay, so real quick, go into why have they said anything about the Fantastic Four reboot?
Yes. Okay, so here's the thing.
Because I haven't seen anything about this.
Okay, so Michael B. Jordan, the kid who tries to shoot the stuff in Independence Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Bang, bang. Yeah, all right. Him, he's in The Wire. So he's cast as Johnny Storm. So he's going to be the new Human Torch.
Well, I mean, they had to get anybody but Chris Evans. You can't be two superheroes. That's just... Right.
If we have to pick, Chris Evans has to be Captain America.
Okay. Well, Chris Evans can be both. Because Chris Evans...
To be fair, he looks more Captain America now than he does...
He looked Human Torch when they first cast him.
He did, because he was...
But then he went brunette, and we were all like, oh, Captain America.
Okay, so Michael B. Jordan is Human Torch.
Interesting.
All right. Susan Storm, who is his brother, or I'm sorry, his sister, is played by Brittany Snow from Pitch Perfect.
What?
She's adopted.
Yeah, well, interesting. Yeah. Well, I love Pitch Perfect, and I love Brittany Snow, so I will see this movie.
No, because let me continue.
I don't care. Right. I will see this movie.
Are you going to see the sequel with me?
Yes.
Okay.
The Pitch Perfect sequel?
Yeah.
They have a sequel?
Oh my god, have you seen this trailer yet?
Yes!
The trailer's awesome.
I have shit to do now.
Okay, but hear me out on Fantastic Four, though.
Anna Kendrick and Brittany Snow, both in my top five.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
Oh.
So... it's two no-name guys for Ben Grimm and
Mr. Fantastic. Yeah.
Reed Richards. Okay, but they're all teenage.
What?
So their origin story.
No, yeah, it is, but it's also.
But if they all get their powers during it, then it doesn't work.
It's an origin story that's going to be more grounded in realism because it's also going to be a found footage movie.
Well, they're also not going to. Oh, it's going to be like the Super 8 or whatever?
It's directed by the guy who did Chronicle. And then get this. So Victor Von Doom,
right? I'll still say a Brittany Snow.
Victor Von Doom, who is my number 3 pick for best villain of all time.
Von Doom's a bomb.
Okay, so Von Doom is awesome because he's super powered.
And he was actually pretty well cast in the original.
The guy from Nip Tuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got that, you've got...
Or Charmed,
yeah. He played Balthazar in Charmed.
For all us 2000s people on here.
So, alright, so Dr. Doom is cool because he's super-powered, he's the king of Latveria, which gives him diplomatic immunity, like the guy in Lethal Weapon 2, so he can't be arrested. Alright, so in this one...
So Hammer, you can't see.
So in this one, Doom is actually an internet blogger whose like name is like something-something Von Doom who his screen name is just Doom. So he does like a bunch of hacking and stuff, and then these four kids who wind up finding out they have superpowers have to try and stop a hacker. Do you see what I'm talking about?
I'll still go. Would you rather? Brittany Snow's still in it, so. Yeah. Trust me, dude.
Jessica Alba was her for two movies.
Brittany Snow's hotter than Jessica Alba. I don't know. Jessica Alba was...
You owned Fantastic Four, at least the first one on DVD.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
My dad bought it at Walmart. That doesn't count.
It's the same.
My dad found it in a bin at Walmart. That doesn't count.
Okay. So my question is, of the bad superhero movies that have come out...
Which is the worst?
No. Which one do you want to see remade?
Oh.
Which one do you think deserves a remake?
Spawn.
Ooh, good one.
What?
Spawn. He was
a McFarlane comic. It was
it's pretty obscure, but like it had a really cult following. It was an army.
He was a special ops guy.
Who got killed, and then brought back to life.
He got betrayed by the private military company that he worked for.
Correct.
And he gets killed by essentially the head of this organization as a way to create a international situation so that they could send their troops somewhere else and basically make a ton of money off war.
Basically America.
So this soldier winds up selling his soul to the devil to become the captain of the devil's army.
To come back.
Under the impression that he would get to come back to Earth.
Huh.
Yeah.
The trick was he didn't get to come back for 10 years. So his wife, who he thought he'd get to come back to, has already moved on, remarried, had kids. Everything he knows and loves is gone. And so now all he has is this rage and he has to learn how to channel it. And he has enough like willpower and heart and soul that he's actually able to overcome it.
So he's not like a true superhero. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like an anti-hero.
Very much so.
So interesting. Yeah, he like there was a movie in the 90s that came out, and it was a Spawn movie. And it was actually not horribly well done. Like, it wasn't terrible.
Visually, it was good.
But I want to see it. I want to see it again, and I want to see it done, given the proper treatment.
James Cameron Avatar style?
Like that? I wouldn't say no if James Cameron was like, I love Spawn, let's do it. I wouldn't say no to that, but
unfortunately, this day and age, you get Rob Zombie.
But Spawn in the 90s was a huge deal for, like, you know, kids our age. Like, Spawn was just as big as Spider-Man was.
Yeah, actually.
So, like, I mean, between that, or even though it was a good movie when I first saw it, I want to see Blade redone.
Okay.
Those are the two for me. Both movies, like, actually, Blade was a pretty damn good movie, the first one.
Blade and Blade 2 by Guillermo del Toro.
Blade 2 was pretty good, too. Ryan Reynolds was in the third one, and
Nah.
Wait, was he in the second one?
No, just the third.
Just the third one, okay. But, like, the first Blade movie was freaking great.
Uh-huh. That's actually the reason we have comic book movies.
And I just want to see it again. I want to see someone else other than Wesley Snipes be Blade, and I want to see it told from a, like, I don't know, it could be anything. It could be a post story after the first three have been over, like, 10 years later, or it could be a reboot. I don't care.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Okay. What do you think, hon?
Mine's already been remade.
Which one?
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I thought the first three sucked. Well,
they're about to remake it again.
No, then I disagree.
Yeah, because they want to get rid of Andrew Garfield.
That's ridiculous, because he's such a good Peter Parker.
I really like what's her face? Is Gwen Stacy.
Yes. Emma Stone?
Yes, thank you.
Emma Stone's a great Gwen Stacy. The SNL skit where she's talking about her versus Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst, and she doesn't love him like I do.
She's a whore and doesn't love him like I do. But, like, honestly, the first Spider-Man... The very first one with Peter Parker, or not Peter Parker. Well, yes, Peter Parker, but
right. Topher Grace.
The
wrong
first,
T.
Yeah, the first Spider-Man was cool. The second one got kind of weird, and then the third one was shit terrible.
I will say the only reason two is any good is
Doc Ock. Yeah,
Alfred Molina, the Throw Me the Idol guy,
yeah,
is fantastic as Dr. Octopus.
Absolutely.
And then, all right, so the one that I want redone is Ghost Rider.
With a non-Nicolas Cage.
Non-Nicolas Cage. Because, all right, Ghost Rider 1...
wasn't bad.
It wasn't the worst. They didn't.
Ghost Rider 2, worst thing ever.
I've never seen a worse movie.
Really?
I've
Can we have that discussion?
I would rather watch Drillbit Taylor in a freezing cold bathtub than watch Ghost Rider 2 again.
You just described my Saturday night. Really? So now I thought it was a terrible movie, but it's not anywhere near my most terrible list.
It's pretty bad.
Maybe we should have a terrible movie night with Ghost Rider 2, unless you'll have nightmares.
I want to do, after stealing the idea from the Big Bang Theory, I want to do a movie marathon of films that killed the franchises. It's like Jaws 4.
It's weird. This is why I wish we had a video podcast, because my face right at that moment was just, like, filled with ideas. Like,
yeah.
Oh my god. We could totally do that.
I think that's just a YouTube channel.
Yeah, probably. Well, oh my god. Our bad movie nights are so good, though. Black Christmas.
Black Christmas is great.
Black Christmas is a great, terrible movie.
Maximum Overdrive. Free Jack.
You beat me to it. Free Jack. But Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider was a cool story, and it was a cool dude. And
my theory is the more interesting a comic book character, the worse their movie is. Which is why Green Lantern was bad. That's why Elektra was bad. That's why...
Elektra?
Yeah. Elektra's an interesting character.
I refuse to acknowledge that movie was made. Pretty much like you and Ghost Rider 2. And by the way, we made a step tonight. You acknowledge that movie was made.
Yes. to be fair, out of all of the female eccentric superhero movies that have come out, Elektra's the best.
But you're talking about three movies.
Catwoman, that, Supergirl.
I'm sorry, Halle Berry as Catwoman doesn't count.
That was great on paper. That was a great idea on
great
paper.
Great idea on paper, but... just Halle Berry, she's so swordfish. She's so 90s.
Mm-hmm.
She has to be
She has to be Storm. That's the only superhero she's allowed to be.
Which I'm so glad she is, because she's a perfect Storm. Glad she found it, but Catwoman was... I remember watching about half that movie and turning off.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited, though, that Netflix got an original series for Daredevil, and they're doing an original series for Iron Man and Power Man.
What did I just see today?
Luke Cage, the black guy who's impervious to anything.
This is probably completely unrelated. Oh, God. What did I just saw it on IMDb today. Netflix just got a green light, or just gave a green light, to do a Wet Hot American Summer series.
Ooh.
Which, when the movie came out in 2001...
Yeah.
It was always thought, like, the director of it always wanted to do a series that, like, imitated, or that was, like, immediately following it. But since the movie bombed like crazy in theaters, he never got the chance. And now Netflix is greenlighting the series, and it's starring everyone. If IMDb is to be believed...
How long before they were supposed to re-meet at the cabin? Was it like 10 years or 10, 15 years, something like that?
It was like 10 years or something like that.
Because it's close to that. That'd be really funny.
Because, like... Okay, Bradley Cooper, Amy Poehler, Paul Rudd, Michael Ian Black. Like, all these people are on IMDb as listed as part of the series. And cool. This has nothing to do with superheroes. But I saw it and I went, oh, that'll be terrible. And then I started thinking about it. I was like, eh.
Well, to be fair...
It's Netflix.
One of the guys you... No, wait, you didn't mention him. Because he's in Ant-Man. Paul Rudd is in Ant-Man. So that almost counts.
By association. Yeah. Dude, Paul Rudd as Ant-Man... I'm pretty much on board.
I need to see more from it, but it's...
I love Paul Rudd.
I'm going to see it, and I'm probably going to like it. But that's going to make or break Marvel, honestly, at this point, because that's going to determine whether or not Black Panther is going to be made, or...
So I've said it to you, honestly, they have so much money they're bankrolling right now. Yeah. Are you kidding me? They expected to get basically break even at Guardians of the Galaxy.
And they killed it.
Yeah. And they were the highest grossing movie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're flush. What's just weird, by one movie, let alone the last like seven.
Right.
What's weird though is like Marvel trusts their directors, which is why like a lot of them come through. But here's the thing about Ant-Man that's weird, and a lot of people are kind of thrown off about, is that Ant-Man was supposed to be directed by Edgar Wright, who did Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, all that kind of, and Scott Pilgrim, and This Is the End. Not This Is
and
the
then
End.
They switched
the
it, right?
The World's End. They got rid of him, and because like his vision didn't match up what they were going to do.
I would say that the guy that did Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and At World's End probably isn't in line with what they were trying to do.
Probably not. I love those
movies. But those movies are fucking great.
You have to get ready to go.
She looks like she's...
I'm tired.
She's counting down. She's tired.
I have class tomorrow.
Aww. I have a whole day off to do nothing. Should I just
keep
drinking?
You should stay up and watch bad movies.
I'll just keep drinking. Heard.
Yep. All right, well, I guess that's our cue. We're signing off. All right, I'm Steve Krieger.
I'm Tony Iberson.
I'm Elizabeth Krieger.
And on behalf of Steve Krieger's corpse, we'll see you very, very soon.
My co-star, or my replacement, should be well-picked.
Thank you for tuning in to the drinking podcast with the Movie Problem, and we'll see you soon.
Yes.
Thank you.